This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. You're listening to Resource Centre's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Wendy Ida, who is an exercise dynamo, five-time award-winning fitness pro and a top Los Angeles fitness trainer. Her fitness career began after gaining 50 pounds with her second child. And she's, of course, made some changes, losing 80 pounds in the process. She's a living example how any woman over age 40 can become a fitness warrior if they understand their body. Her book, Take Back Your Life, a results program that speaks to the needs of women whose lives have spun out of control due to physical changes that occur during midlife and the many major life transitions that hinder weight loss and leave women feeling unattractive and powerless. What is more astounding is that you need to go to Google or YouTube right now. You won't believe that Wendy, what, is a 64-year-old woman who looks half her age. So, you're an inspiration, Wendy. But, you know, I know the fact that you said, you know, you put on weight after your second child and of course, you made some changes. But what was the triggering factor that got you started on this journey?
Oh, my. Big question. Well, thank you for your wonderful introduction. I'm on this journey now. It hasn't always been this way. And number one, I'm so excited to be on this journey. I started out as an accountant, and being an accountant for 20 years is where I started. But my life took a turn after I left mom's house. I got married. And I am a survivor. I'm a domestic violence survivor. And I was under that duress for 13 years. So life really wasn't great for me for a long time. I had no confidence. I was sick all the time. It was just horrible. I really didn't think, Frida, for some time that I just felt hopeless, and I didn't think that I was going to live past the age of 43. I finally had enough, and I found a way to escape, and I actually had to escape from the situation. For the third time, I finally was able to break free. At that time, dropped everything. I had two babies. They're 11 months apart. We left the East Coast, and we went with just the clothes on our back and nothing else, but finally had to go thousands of miles away to get away from that. I had to rebuild my life. I got my children situated. But I was still a victim for at least 5 years after that. I was still overweight, eating bad, and very unhappy. Nothing I did, and I know a lot of women can identify with this, you know, I was just stuck. Nothing I did seemed to be working. In fact, I thought the scale was broken because
yes.
It would only go up. Right? So finally, what really was the triggering factor, first of all, for me leaving my situation was my children. I saw that their lives were being endangered at one point, and that was the straw for me that broke the camel's back. When we were away from that situation, the turning point for me in getting out of accounting and leaving my old self behind was I met a coach, a trainer in a gym. I was stuck on hold. And this person showed me how I could be better. And at that moment, I discovered the method to the madness. I discovered how my mind and body communicated through fitness and healthy living. And it changed literally my entire life, my career, my whole thinking. I left my 20-year, six-figure corporate accounting career behind, and I have never looked back. I am so excited on the journey that I am on, and I keep going, hitting new plateaus and helping other women. I mean, at 43 years old, when I thought I wasn't going to live to see that, past that, is when I really changed my life. At 43 is when I started living for the very first time in my life. I started doing weight training for the very first time, which is the single thing that started changing me physically and mentally. At 57, I entered my first bodybuilding competition, and now I'm an 8-time national champion. At 60, I became a 2-time Guinness World Record holder. I'm saying all that to say that it is possible for women around the world. When you reach 40, it is not over.
Right.
And I am excited about that very fact. What I'm most excited about is that I found the reason why I live, and that is to help other women reach their joy.
Do you find, though, that it's a lot more difficult? Maybe not when you're over 40, the body is just different. It's a lot tougher as opposed to when you're in your 20s?
Oh, absolutely. From the age of between 25 and 30, in fact, is when your muscle and your growing, it peaks around between 25 and 30, especially your muscle growth. It peaks and then begins to kind of slide down. So when we begin to lose, I should say, in the beginning, in our 20s, we still have that gift of that physiological youth. But then after 40, you have to work for it a little bit. And after the age of 40 is when things start to change for you in big ways. I mean, the muscle loss creates a little weight gain. Mm. That's where you have to work for it a little bit more. Then you have hormonal changes that happen at 40, over 40, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in our youth, we have a little hormone thing going on. That's when our menstrual cycle comes in.
Mm.
And then after 40, we reach a menopause stage, and hormones act differently at that point.
Right.
But at the same time, when you're losing muscle, then you don't have a lot of engine in you to burn the body fat as well. So, I mean, men go through a similar thing in terms of hormones, and they go through andropause. But, you know, it's all relating to after 40, your physiological self starts to change, and you have to be able to adjust to that training. So I always say get your hormones checked, number one, and by all means, you have to do resistance training to prevent some of the body fat that shows up in different places that we never dreamed it could show up, and the hormonal changes that bring on other mental and mood factors that we don't understand.
Right. And, you know, as you said, it's very right. I guess these are the physical changes that go on. What about the emotional challenges, you know, like grief, divorce, the empty nest syndrome? How does this affect how we look and feel?
Ooh. So all of these things, you know, those emotional things, and I have to just say emotional scars or things that happen to you can last a whole lot longer than even the physical. But grief, divorce, all those things can turn the world upside down. We carve out a pattern in life in which we become comfortable with operating within. It usually includes familiar people who live in that world, workplaces, places we frequent. All those things become very familiar. When those people, places, and things get disrupted or turned around, a lot of people freak out, and they generally have a hard time adjusting to the change. And I am talking about change.
Mm.
It makes you feel sort of out of control when these unexpected things happen or these familiar things go away. So you act it out in different ways. You may cry, get depressed, stop working out, stop caring about how you look, or stop doing some of the things that made you happy or made you you. And I say to that, you know, because a lot of this can play out in different ways and make you look and feel differently. But to get around that, I say you got to live life in the moment and show your love so you have no regrets. That helps a lot of the emotional things that go awry. learn to embrace change so you grow and you stay youthful. And then the last thing is keep the faith and see the glass half full, being positive. And there will always be light at the end of the tunnel when you think that way.
Right. I'm here with Wendy Eder. We'll talk a little bit more about how she got into the Guinness Book of Records after this. You're listening to Resource Center, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's Resource Center. It's Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. If you've just joined us, I'm here with Wendy Eder, who's an exercise dynamo. She's a living example of how any woman over 40 can become a fitness warrior. And she's written a book called Take Back Your Life. You know, I won't go through the subtitle of that book because it involves the word naked. But if you do a search of Wendy Eder online, you'll be amazed that this is a 64-year-old woman. You know, when you meet with women, what seem to be the most common problems that they say or they have? Is it, you know, what's the conversation that's happening?
Well, a lot of women, especially if you're going over 40 or going through, a lot of them just want to feel better. They are, a lot of them are chronically depressed and are upset with where they are in life, or maybe they aren't further along. It's not always just about the body, but if we talk about the body, well, it has a lot to do with their abs. Big time. Everybody wants the abs. They're wondering why they got little poochie, you know, there. And, well, I mean, we've had babies. We've had hormonal changes that I talked about earlier. All these things going on. And because of where they are in life, and things come home to roost by a certain age, meaning, you know, if you've had injuries earlier, you're feeling the results of those injuries. If you've had an accident, if you've had trauma in your life, a death, or whatever it is, things are home to roost at that point in time. So it may hold certain people back from reaching where they may be happiest at. Mm. Some people are not in the job they want to be, and by the time they're 40, they realize this and think it's too late. I'm here to tell you, it's not too late. I started at 43 years old, Frida.
Right.
So I'm saying it. You can do it. But, hey, I love helping them, you know, get to the core of their goals and helping them realize that it's not too late.
Right. Is there a client that you're most proud of?
I have been, I've heard a lot of stories and helped a lot of women. Is there one I feel most proud of? Let's see. Well, I can tell you that I did have a woman who thought, and this is a typical scenario, thought she couldn't be better because of her age. This particular client, she was diabetic, and she had gone into a diabetic coma at least once. She's been a diabetic for 12, 13 years when I met her. And she had went into a coma. She thought, okay, I just can't be better. I can't lose weight and all that. Oh, my God. So she made me the happiest, I mean, woman on earth when I was able to change her life. She was on the needle with diabetes. And she had complained and cried about it sometimes. Like, you can't go anywhere. You have to worry about refrigeration and so many different things. But I am happy to say that she had, again, she was a diabetic for 12 years. When I met her, she went off of the needle. She went on to the pill. That was a huge improvement in her life. She went on to have parties. She went on to get have more energy. And I met her in her 60s, actually. And she had a 70th birthday party. I was still working with her. She is the most dynamic and energetic over 70-year-old that I know.
Right.
And all that is because she was happier, she was healthier, and she was stronger. And mentally, that straightened her out big time.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about how you got into the Guinness Book of Records.
Well, that was really fun. And on my 60th birthday, I wanted to have it be a pivotal point in my life. I wanted to knock some things. I had a bucket list. So that was sort of a newly added thing to my bucket list. Number one, was the oldest active trainer coach that was working in multiple venues or genres. That's one. That kind of came as a surprise to me. But the second one, I needed to make it physical because I'm a physical person.
Right.
I did it doing burpees.
Oh.
So do you know what a burpee
is? I know these burpees, yes.
Okay. So it was doing burpees. I had to do at least 30 in a minute.
Ooh.
There's no age or gender or nothing, you know, with this, right? So I did 37 in a minute.
Jeez.
And I, oh, yes. I was surprised at myself. It didn't, I mean, I worked for it. You know, it's not like I popped out of a bag and just started doing burpees. You know, I don't want to make that impression. I made a plan to do, this is what I'm going to do. And I did it, and I surprised myself, and I was so excited. So people are trying to break my record as we speak.
But that's sort of in that age category as well, right?
No.
Wow. Okay.
No.
Okay.
No age at all.
Whoa.
I thought it was going to be gender or age or something like that.
Oh.
Not at all.
Wow. Okay. So you know,
I kind of set that precedent.
So you're a coach, author, and trainer. Is there one that you enjoy doing more than the other?
Well, I can tell you that I'm also a speaker, so I speak to large groups, and in fact, I'm going to Bali, Indonesia, to speak to a large group of people this year.
Right.
I just had some Norway people some Norwegian health executives come down, and I did a 3-hour presentation for them. Having said that, I am committed to helping women over 40 really look fit, fierce, and fabulous. I know there's a need out there, and my plan to do that is to, in several different ways. Some of it is through my speaking. You know, I can reach a lot of people at one time.
Mm.
So some of it's there, but I'm committed to creating or recreating people's lives, helping them take back their lives and building fit, fierce, and fabulous, strong, and sexy bodies that last a lifetime.
Hmm.
That's my commitment.
Right.
That's my purpose.
Right.
And I do that in different venues. However, I can reach large amounts at one time or one-on-ones, wherever the need is.
Right. Okay. You know,
that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
You know, this whole idea as well of the body image, right? And people want to fit into that mold of the perfect body. And looking at yours, is it really possible for us lesser beings?
Okay, let me just say, anything is possible.
Okay.
But, let me just put that out there. But, having said that, you cannot strive to be like me or anybody else. You absolutely can be a better version of you. And that's the message I always give women, because they do come up to me and they say, I want to be like you. I want your abs. I want your arms. And you can definitely be a better version of you. And you should do that if that's what you want, no matter what anybody says. The approach to it, however, is first pay attention to your health. Then learn or get educated in the healthiest ways to be able to reach or, you know, adapt to those habits and the lifestyle and the body that you want. It's not just about the body, it's the whole lifestyle. And if it doesn't work for you, if you don't know how to do it yourself, that is, get help to do it. There is help. That's where I started.
Right.
You can have a great body at any age. I'm 63 and almost 64 in a few weeks, and I'm in the best shape of my life, better than when I was in my 30s, because I finally figured out, Frida, the formula. Nobody teaches us the formula. We run around trying all these new diets and run around trying to find this super magic pill, and there is not one. It's in the formula. It's in the system, and that's how I have been able to achieve where I am. And I say, if that's what you want to do, if you are stuck, if you don't know how to get to where you want, because I didn't at one time, seek some help.
Right.
Get the support you need to succeed, to escalate. Otherwise, you may be in the same position 10 years from now.
Right. And I guess that formula is in your book?
The formula starts in my book.
Yeah.
It definitely does.
Mm-hmm.
I give a lot of tips in there. I also, and on behalf of you, Frida, I'd like to offer your audience a free, amazing gift. How? It's on my website. It's my 7 tips on looking fit, fierce, and fabulous after 40.
All right.
It's 7 tips. You also get some videos with it. And so that, all you need to do is go to my website. Can I give that?
Yes, please.
Okay?
Yep.
Okay. It's WendyEda.com. I spell Wendy, and then Ida is spelled I-D-A. So that's WendyIDA.com. It's right there on that page. In the right-hand corner, you can get the 7 tips, and then it will send it right to your email box, and then you can apply for the videos as well.
Right. It's been fun and inspirational speaking to you, Wendy. I hope to meet you when you come by Bali.
Yeah. Will you be in Bali?
I could. I was speaking to Wendy Eda, Exercise Dynamo, Get Hold of a Book, Turn Back Your Life. This is Resource Center, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.